Thank you for making the investment in your life through the anointed and dynamic ministry of Ilona Sanders. With her cutting-edge message of empowerment, you are sure to be inspired, along with spiritual success tools that will activate you to break through barriers and shatter glass ceilings. You will break free and stay free. Listen now with new ears and an open heart.
Good morning, great morning, everyone. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us make a conscious choice to rejoice and to be glad in it. This is Dr. Ilona Sanders. I want to welcome you to another powerful and insightful early morning empowerment virtual gathering. We are here in a brand new year, and you know it, today is the fourth day in this new year, and in a few more days, we won't even be counting what day it is. So with that being said, I want to invite you to bring your heart to mind present right here, right now, to this sacred moment. Let's take a good healing deep breath in, and on the exhale, we sit in this sacred space. We are aware of this moment and this time that have been carved out for us, and we're so thankful. Next healing deep breath in. On the exhale, turn your focus and your attention inward. Come on and let's tap that rich inner life of the kingdom that is within us, knowing that all things flow out of that. One more for the power of three. And on the exhale, I just want to take about 15 seconds to release a spirit of gratitude, because we are so thankful and so grateful, first of all, that we are here, that we have crossed over into another year, and we have another opportunity to do it right, to get it right, to reach goals, achieve goals, step into our destiny. We have another opportunity, and we're grateful. We're grateful for everything that is moving and shifting in our lives. We're so grateful for our relationships and for the people that are in our lives. We're just grateful for all good things that's working for our good. We're so grateful for it today. So with that being said, I want to welcome you again to this early morning empowerment virtual gathering. And we're going to be here for the next couple of days, journeying together, getting ourselves in a position where we are understanding where we are headed. I got so much feedback from yesterday's empowerment message that I kind of want to land there and continue to go today, because we have to recognize where we are as a people, and we have to recognize when something is holding us back, hindering us, stopping us, blocking us. We have to recognize that and how not to get caught up in the rat race, because this is all about pace. It's not about race. The race is not given to the swift, neither the battle to the strong, but we know that we have to endure until the end, until we get to the place where we have the reward that we know that has been destined for us. So with that being said, I want to talk a few minutes today. Yesterday, we laid down the foundation about how not to get caught up in comparing yourself with other people and getting in a race and putting pressure on yourself and doubting yourself when you're not there. And I want to talk about that today, because I got so much feedback, as I said, on yesterday. And even with having some group meetings on yesterday, I recognized that people, particularly people, quote unquote, believers, we're in a serious place and a serious condition. And we need to take a moment and acknowledge where we are, so that we can move on from there. And so I stated yesterday that I do recognize everybody's not in the same place. Everybody's not moving at the same pace, and that's okay. What is important is that you are moving. One of the words that we're meditating on this year is focus. Forward, focus, forward. It's okay if you're not running with everybody else, and if you're not, you know, doing what everybody else is doing, that's okay. The important thing is that you are moving, that you are doing something. And so even with meeting with groups yesterday, I noticed that there are people that's in conditions where they're still not able to even think clearly. They're still in a state of confusion. They're in a state of stagnation where they're stuck and they're not able to move. And we want to bring a remedy to all of that, and we want to get started with that. And we're going to continue that as we go into our workshop this month on how to reset your mindset for success. And that's all about laying down a foundation that will support you for where you're going. You have to have the inner foundation in place to support the outer manifestation. Write that down. You must have the inner foundation to support the outer manifestation. That is why name it and claim it did not work for us. And my heart is to believers. My heart is to the quote unquote saved, the church folk, the body of Christ, whatever you want to label us. My heart is there because for years we believed and we preached and we taught and we said, but we couldn't get the proper results. Oh yes, we would hit and miss. You know, we would get what we would call a blessing to come through every now and then. You know, but for the most part, we were still struggling and suffering and stagnant. And we're in scarcity and lack, and our bodies are not well. But this is the day I believe that God has chosen to set us up where we can move forward. And so you must have an inner foundation to support outer manifestation. That is why name it and claim it didn't work, because we were saying it, but we had no inner foundation in place that we were flowing out of to support what we wanted to see created on the outside. And then a big spirit of doubt. I want to say a big spirit of doubt, because it wasn't just a little doubt. It was a lot of doubt that creeped in. And so I want to speak to that today, because I know for some of you, as I said yesterday, you're not even there. You haven't even made a plan. You don't have a vision. You don't have a dream. And so many people said that word was so powerful because it took the pressure off of me. Now I can get quiet and I can get still because I don't feel like I'm in a race. I don't feel like, you know, I'm chasing down my blessing. You're not chasing down your blessing. The word of God declares to us that all these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you. When we put certain things in order, the blessings will come on us and overtake us. Why? Because it's already done. It truly is. So when we have proper inner foundation in place, we will begin to see outer manifestation begin to change and move for us. So there are some of you that maybe you've already done the plan. You got your goals. Everything is written down. But somewhere on the inside of you, you're wondering, what's going to make this year different than any other year? I've set out with goals before. I've set out with my intention before. I've taken classes and courses, you name it. Listen, I'm the girl. I'm the queen of it. I can tell you about it. That's why I can bring this to you, because I know what it's like to always be searching and looking and putting your best foot forward and your best effort forward and still coming up short in terms of the results that you know that you should have. And so that doubt is there underlying. Maybe you're not even conscious of it, but you know by the time you get to February or March, all of a sudden you're way behind. You sabotage yourself. You're not on course, right? We're going to put the inner foundation in place this time to support us into where we are going. So another thing that I want us to look at as we're moving forward and making the strides and the changes that, listen, we are in an entire global shifting right now where everything has already shifted. I mentioned that. I want you meditating on that, because things are moving at an accelerated pace, and God is teaching us now how to come into a level of acceleration. And we're going to be continuing in that as we go through this year to understand how to activate the law of acceleration in your life. Because you see, beloved, everything that God has done, He's already put it into place, put it into motion. There is a system, there is a law, there is a spiritual law that governs everything that God has already laid down and created. And when you understand spiritual law, and then you come into divine alignment with it, you're going to see so much change in your life. Hey, listen, it's all about liberty and freedom in this season. It is time to be fully, totally free, where you're not waking up every day feeling like something's missing, like something's holding you, blocking you, stopping you, cutting you off. No, it's time to be totally free in this season. So as we start laying this foundation, and remember, everything starts from the inside out. Everything works from the inside out, not from the outside in. This is why we've not had success, because we keep looking out there. We keep looking outside, when the true answer for what you're looking for is on the inside of you. It's on the inside of you. And we've got to learn how to tap in to this rich inner life and trust what we're hearing, trust what we're feeling, because it is time. It is time now for you to stand as the strong, mighty, awesome champion that you are. That is why the word tells us that you are more than a conqueror. More than a conqueror. Meaning not only do you conquer it, but you go on to subdue and you go on to become a champion of it, right? So you're more than a conqueror. You learn how to subdue. You learn how to control. You learn how to command your day. You learn that you are the person that is in charge. Yes, God is in control, but he has put you in charge of you. So with that being said, I just want to share a couple things with us this morning. We're looking at the word, and I want to encourage you out of Psalm 65:11 this morning. It says, you crown the year with a bountiful harvest. Even the hard pathways overflow with abundance. And we want to talk about that today, because as I stated, we're in a global shifting right now. What does that mean? Everything in the entire world is shifting right now into a higher level of consciousness, into a higher level of awareness and awakening, into a higher level of spirituality. Old things now are passed away, because everything is being created new. And I said this on Sunday, if you insist on doing things the way you've done it the last 20 years, you're getting ready to miss something. If you insist on making your relationship with God be the way it's been the last 20 years, you're going to miss something. Why? Because everything is shifting. We cannot be stuck in old religion and old tradition and old doctrines that has nothing to do with salvation, liberty, or freedom. And you need to write that down and you need to examine that. Where are you in this whole process? Because if you're still not in an awakened state, where your consciousness has come to a place where you recognize who you are and whose you are, right? But wait a minute, I don't want to say that in a religious way. I want to say it in a way that is clear, that you understand that God lives inside of you. And as he is above, so are we, right here, right now, in this earth realm. And where are you in all of this? Are you still going through the motions and coming into religious compliance? And when I say religious compliance, I'm talking about a religious spirit that is compliant, that just follow rules and regulations, and you don't question anything. You don't think about anything. That's how we fall asleep. But the word tells us, listen, it's time to awaken out of sleep. It's time now to wake up fully. Let your spirit man come to the ascendancy, where you can hear the voice of the Holy Spirit within, and you can be led by that voice confidently, knowing that you are hearing from God. As he is above, so are we, right here, right now, in this earth realm. One of my pleasures and my joys in this season, as I move around and I travel, is to hear people speak from a consciousness where they are in an awakened state, where they're no longer asleep. And they recognize the things that no longer serve them, the things that they are enforcing that's keeping them in bondage. When you subscribe to Early Morning Empowerment, or you subscribe to the newsletter, the mailing list, there are some affirmation prayers that you should have gotten. And in 2010, one of the affirmation prayers that God gave to me was about moving forward and fulfilling destiny and not blaming anyone or anything for what may be lacking in your life. And I'll try to pull that up and we can do that before we leave today. But with all of that, it also talks about being that you are the warden of the prisoner that you created in your own mind. You're the prisoner and the warden of that prison that you've created in your own mind. You are locking you up. I want you to think about that for a minute. That you have yourself locked up in your mind and you're the warden of that prison. You're keeping yourself locked up. How can I say that so boldly? Because we know that Jesus the Christ already came to set us free. And we quote the word, whom the Son sets free is free indeed, but somehow you're still locked in your mind. You're still trapped in a place of fear and doubt and insecurity and inadequacy, and you're keeping yourself there. But I come to speak a word of liberty today. I come to speak a word of freedom. I come to let you know that your chains have already been broken and that you are already free. I come to let you know it's all an illusion, beloved. It's not even real. We say that fear is false evidence appearing real. You see, one of the things, the issues that I had, one of the pet peeves I had with church folks is that, you know, we turn everything into a cliche, but we don't get the results of it. And every time God releases present truth or another level of revelation is released to the body of Christ, we turn it into a popular saying, but we don't get the results of it. So we know that fear is false evidence appearing real. But I would like to break that down for us in great detail as we go forward into our Reset Your Mind workshop and let you know, what does that really mean, false evidence appearing real? See, on a conscious level, you can say, oh, that just means that the evidence is false, it's not real. But how do you live that out when challenges confront you, right? When difficulties confront you, how do you turn that into a living word? So that you can get the results of it, knowing that all of this is false. It's a figment of our imagination. It's an optical illusion. And so there's so much, beloved, so much that I want to release to you so that you can become activated and become the mighty champion that God has already ordained us to be. And we could start walking in a dominion mandate. Oh, that's a good place to take a good healing breath and just give God a praise right there to know that he's already created us as champions and we have a dominion mandate and we're supposed to be the head and not the tail, above only and not beneath. So in the shifting that has taken place, things are going to start moving at an accelerated pace. And we talked Sunday about this alternate reality, about this dual reality that's happening, and that how no matter what's going on in the world, you're going to have to make a conscious choice to unplug from the world and all the negativity and confusion and chaos that's in the world. You're going to have to make a conscious choice not to plug into that. Because if you're plugged into that and you're listening to the news reports and you're listening to everybody speak doom and gloom and you're listening to everybody talk about how bad the economy is and how, you know, Donald Trump is going to get in office and this is going to happen. If you plug into that, guess what, beloved? You're going to live the reality of that. See, but what's going on in this global shifting is like the Israel-Egypt scenario, that when Israel was coming out of Egypt, Egypt was experiencing a curse, but Israel was set up to experience a blessing. It doesn't matter who's in the office. It doesn't matter what they're saying on the news. You've got to know that there's a whole other world happening inside you that's leading you and guiding you into your blessed place, into living out of abundance, living out of wealth, living out of rich, fulfilling relationships, right? So when we go back to some very foundational things in scripture. And the other scripture that we were looking at is Isaiah 43:18-19, because this is the word to us now. You cannot earnestly, that means truly, or put a lot of energy into remembering former things, neither considering the things of old. So in this season that we're in, and this divine shifting that's taking place, we're looking at the word separation, because in this shifting, there's separation, reformation, elevation, and acceleration. And we're going to talk about that. But today, beloved, I can feel in my spirit that God is moving to awaken you again. And even in our language and our vocabulary, a lot of things have to change. I'm working with myself because we're still stuck sometime in old language and old vocabulary that comes out of an old movement. And we've got to change our language. That's how you can tell when there is a movement and God is moving. Language change, music change, focus change, appearance change, right? Now, we're stuck in a habit of saying God's getting ready to do something, but you know that's really not true. That's really not true. It's already done. He's already done everything he's going to do, right? So, but what's happening is that you and I are lining ourselves up. We're coming into divine alignment as we awaken. And as our mind come to another level of seeing and perceiving and thinking, we begin to wake up. And when we wake up, we begin to align ourselves, divinely align ourselves with all that God has already done. So in this season, I feel a strong anointing for separation that's going to separate you now from old ideas or old ideals or old belief systems that you know is no longer working for you. Can we just be honest for a moment? Listen, that is why many times you have sat in church and you were so bored because you're seeing the same thing Sunday after Sunday, week after week, and your spirit began to get restless. Why? Because you're supposed to be doing more. You're supposed to be having a greater impact. You're supposed to be walking in another level of spiritual reality and maturity. And the boredom sits in. And you've got to recognize that. And that's okay. That's a good thing. That's not a bad thing. But what we will do is lull ourselves back to sleep. Because sometimes we're afraid to acknowledge, you know what, this is not working. This is not working for me. I can't do this on this level. That's the good part of frustration. The good part of frustration, see, all frustration is not bad. The good part of frustration kicks in when everything in your spirit is trying to tell you you've gone as far as you could go on this level. You've accomplished all that you can accomplish on this level. It's time to move. And when we refuse to move, we get aggravated. Then the negative part of aggravation will set in where you become depressed. See, and you become anxious and you become bitter and you become resentful. We don't want that. But when frustration first begin to set in, that is something in your spirit just nudging you, saying, hey, wake up. You can't keep doing this like this. You can't stay in the same space. You can't keep shrinking yourself down. You know, and this is not an indictment against the church or anything like that, but we have to wake up. How long are you going to stay doing the same thing for 15, 20 years and you've never moved? You've never left a position or assignment and made room for somebody else, right? So I'm going to take my time and say that so you can understand what I'm saying. Everything that we do and undertake, you should be growing and evolving in that. If you're staying in the same position, in the same place, because it's comfortable, because it's easy, because you can do it with your eyes closed, then you're stunting your growth and you're missing out on the next level blessing. Oh, beloved, it is just so much to share, right? But I feel a separation now from old relationships, old fears, old habits, old sabotaging patterns. We want to teach you how to identify these and wake up and recognize how you stay in your own way, how you continue to cut off the blessing of God that's flowing eternally. Eternally is flowing for you, trying to emerge. Your spirit wants to get you in a place where the best that God has for you is emerging and coming out. And we have to learn these tools and learn these principles and learn how to let them work. So yes, now I decree and declare that this is your season to wake up. I decree and declare that this is your season to wake up. I decree and declare that you are no longer languishing and being stuck in the same place, doing the same thing over and over again. But you are waking up and you are moving. And you're beginning to feel the spark that is coming out of your spirit, nudging you and calling you in to the next place. Calling you into the next level of development. Calling you into your next level assignment, right? So we're so grateful and we're so thankful for the opportunity that we have. And I love the new year. I'm one of those people that get totally excited about the new year because I recognize it's another opportunity to do some more, right? And so in this season, right here, right now, I want you to get so focused. You're going to take that time. You're going to take that quiet time now to listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit within you. And you're going to know that, listen, something is trying to get you to a place where you are fulfilling all that God has for you. I want you to know that something big is on the horizon. Something big is unfolding for you. And we're going to get to a place where we are non-negotiable. We will not even negotiate with ourselves about where we're going and what God has for us. No more compromising. No more sabotaging. This is the season. This is the day. This is the time. I want to close with this. Somebody may be saying, what will make this year different than any other year where I was hopeful and I believed that things were going to change, only to get halfway through the year and I was just so disappointed because nothing happened and nothing changed. What's going to change is that you're coming into a place of self-awareness and self-acceptance this time. You're going to slow it down because this is about pace. It's not about the race. And you're going to tap in to your rich inner life, and you're going to learn how to flow out of that. The proverbial writer says that you must guard your heart with all diligence or all diligence, because out of that flows the issues of life, meaning everything that you need to create the life that you know you are meant to live is going to flow out of your heart. It's going to flow out of your spirit, and we're going to get so good, and we're going to master our mindset and master becoming champions. All right, beloved, our time is up for today. It goes by so very, very quickly. But I want you to be watching your inbox, and we're going to launch our workshop that we're going into. We're going to have a free masterclass that's going to be coming up next week, and that is going to launch us into our four-week workshop on how to really take advantage of all these pieces that we've been laying down and get them activated and put yourself into action so that we're traveling together when we go into activating the spirit of acceleration. All right, so I'm going to release you with many blessings for the rest of your day and your week. Don't forget to go to IlonaSanders.com. You can sow your seeds there. We're sowing a $77 seed or $117 seed as our New Year seed, supporting the ministry as we move forward. All right, let somebody know that we are here. We are continuing this journey, and you all know me. I said seven, but we'll do whatever God says, because I'm sensing in my spirit that there is more that we need to do. So pray for me as I continue to put my ear to the heartbeat of God so that I can put my finger on the pulse of what I know God wants for his people. All right, beloved, have a blessed, wonderful, and amazing day. Bye now. Thank you for joining us today. Please go over to IlonaSanders.com, IlonaSanders.com, and download your copy of today's message.